Hi, folks. Schnitt here, and I heard you might be looking for a new kick butt radio show to add to your lineup, so let me introduce myself and see if I can help you out. Right now, heard nationally on XM Satellite Radio, but my terrestrial affiliates are the real engine of the program, including great heritage stations like WFLA in Tampa and WIOD in Miami. But just like you, I'm looking to grow. As far as my radio roots, always loved radio. You know the story. Age of 6, 7, loved the radio magic. Got my first job at 14 years old. You know the history. Loved production. Loved the elements that came out of the radio. And early on, I mastered production, probably because I'm a stickler for details. Just ask my crew about that. But really, because I figured out early on that production values make or break a broadcast. It doesn't matter if you're doing a top 40 morning show or an your face talk show. It comes down to the sound, and that's going to kick your listener's imagination into high gear. Along the way, did creative production for major market stations like Pirate Radio in Los Angeles and WPLJ New York. Spent about 10 years doing mornings, resurrecting a couple of radio stations in the process. My flagship for my morning show, my MJ morning show, is WFLZ in Tampa, and it was at the end of the Power Pig that I joined. And my MJ and BJ morning show, and then subsequently for the last 9 years or so solo, the MJ morning show succeeded in rebranding the entire radio station, increasing the younger female base who got scared off by the ugly powered pig stuff, and then retaining the younger men who loved the pig. But I was never comfortable with the label of disc jockey. I mean, anyone can play 9 songs in a row, 12 songs an hour. I found that restrictive. So the program, the morning show, very early on, this is back in the mid to late 90s, we started going all talk in the morning show. We evolved into an all talk personality based morning show with no music. So essentially, I've been doing FM talk radio now since about 1996 or so. My MJ morning show has consistently been number one or number two adults 25 to 54 as long as I can remember. Historically, also doing very well with adults 18 to 34, first or second place, despite a very crowded field. And the MJ morning show is now syndicated in 6 markets, all doing very well. Now, the management at WFLA for years said, you got to do talk, you got to do talk. And I always said, listen, I'm doing talk every single morning. But that all changed when I actually signed up first with News Radio 610 WIOD in Miami in the summer of 2001. We launched on October 1st, 2001, just after 9/11, and the Schnitt Show was born. And by January of 2002, my flagship, 970 WFLA, jumped on board. So did WFLF in Orlando. Now, it turned out that there couldn't have been a more critical time in doing talk. In the immediate aftermath of the September 11th attacks, in that single instant, news, pop culture merged forever. Leno and Letterman, you know, talking about Uzbekistan, you know things have changed, and it allowed me to combine the fast-paced elements and attitude of a morning show targeting a younger audience with the relentless stream of information and opinion associated with talk. And the result is a talk show that's hard to predict. It's impossible to pigeonhole my show, and that's exactly the way I want it. Politically, yes, I do lean conservative, but I don't have a checklist. I'm not in lockstep. I do not do my show to satisfy any political constituency. Now, here's a news flash for other talk show hosts. There's life beyond politics, and when you filter everything through a liberal or conservative prism, you completely lose your sense of humor. Worse than that, you lose touch with your audience. What all of this means to you is that the Schnitt Show will pull in an audience you probably won't get with most other talk shows. I skew younger than the big three. The show is very strong, 35 to 44, while the others rely almost completely on 45 to 54, the folks who are endlessly aging out of the target demographic. And I pull in moderates without sacrificing the conservative base because I'm not the preacher and I'm not the teacher. Now, in terms of rank, we consistently outperform many stations in a lot of our top markets. And in Tampa, I am told that I'm the only person who ever hit number one 25 to 54 simultaneously on 2 different stations in 2 different day parts, 2 different formats also. Now, my only allegiance is to honesty. And my audience seems to appreciate that. That's why so many folks who don't agree with me keep tuning in day after day. So here I am, still doing two shows a day, still thrilled every single time I turn on the microphone. A lot of guys who made a name for themselves in music radio would never get into talk. They think it's a step down. I always saw it as a step up. And I think talk will continue to play an increasingly integral role in the future of terrestrial radio. Now, the format has proven to be extremely viable and profitable in the last 10 years. Ever since the 2000 election saga, critics said that was just a bump, but the ratings held. Then came 9/11, unfortunately. Critics said that was just a bump. The ratings held. Then came Katrina. You get the story. Same result over and over and over again. Talk radio is organic. It is personal, passionate, reaches out, grabs you by the throat, grabs you by the ears, and the next chapter will bring the proliferation of talk to FM stations, while the format continues to dominate on AM. New buzz is going to be created, and the format will continue to grow and grow. And the Schnitt Show is the future of talk radio in America. I want a piece of that. How about you? To get Schnitt on your station, please call Compass Media Networks.